And now on the Big Angry Phil podcast, breaking news. The world is truly coming to an end. Let's go to our reporter.
Comedian Kathy Griffin is now being blasted by First Lady Melania Trump for that disturbing photo holding a decapitated head of the president.
Yeah, awesome. It was a real
head. As a mother, a wife, and a human being, that photo
human
is very
being,
disturbing,
that's debatable.
She says in a statement to Inside Edition.
Well, she talked just to Inside Edition. She didn't tweet that
today,
everywhere.
This is simply wrong and makes you wonder about the mental health of the person who did it.
Yeah, I always thought Kathy Griffin was a mentally stable individual.
Because her 11-year-old son, Baron, was watching TV at Trump Tower when Kathy Griffin's gruesome photo appeared on the screen.
What was he watching where that came on? That's what I would like to know.
Screaming out, Mommy, Mommy.
I never saw it anywhere but uploaded.
The president is also tweeting about the shocking image.
Of course, that's all he does.
Especially my 11-year-old son, Baron.
11. I gotta get that number out as much as possible. 11 for my Illuminati masters.
For the photo, which we're blurring because it's so graphic.
Yeah, we haven't seen that all over the internet or anything.
The image is too disturbing. I understand.
Your face is disturbing. Holy shit, put some makeup on, will you please?
Video of the photo.
Not that that helps.
Posted on the comedian's website. Her comments to the photographer clearly show she was aware she was playing with fire.
We have to move to Mexico today.
Did you say you were moving to Canada? Now you say you have to move to Mexico? Bullshit.
She sure looked put together when she posed for the photo. Compare
put together,
to
like a Mr. Potato Head was put together.
On the video apology.
And I beg for your forgiveness. I went too far.
It didn't occur to me when I was doing it or anything.
The reaction to the image is universally negative.
No one wants to see this. You can be as mad.
God damn, Whoopi Goldberg got fat. What the hell happened to you?
All kinds of stuff. Nobody wants to see this. It wasn't funny. It didn't work.
And I guess since Rosie is off the show, she has to be the fat one.
Here's what Chelsea Clinton said on The View.
It's never funny.
Oh, did I miss the one with Chelsea Clinton? Silly me.
Yeah. And particularly in this politically charged moment toward our president.
CNN says it has now fired Griffin as co-host of its New Year's Eve show with Anderson Cooper.
What? He's also what an outrage.
For the record, I am appalled by the photo shoot Kathy Griffin took part in. It is
because my boss has made me say so.
Inappropriate.
It's probably his idea.
Could be in big trouble with the Secret
This'll
Service.
Get that bitch fired.
Threats made against Secret Service protectees receive the highest priority of all of our investigations.
I beg for your forgiveness.
Man, these so-called celebrities will do anything to live out that last 15th minute of fame, won't they? It never occurred to me that this would be offensive. I mean, personally, I don't give a shit. I think it's fucking hilarious. Probably the funniest thing she's ever done. I mean, let's face it. She's another hideous female comic, and we know the rap sheet they have. Unfunny, 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 ugly, and unfunny. This is the most publicity this tranny-looking bitch has ever gotten in her fucking lifetime. Mission accomplished. Now go fuck yourself. And anybody defending this bitch or thinking she has any ounce of talent, go fuck yourselves. And anybody who's really offended by all this nonsense, go fuck yourselves. And let's start the show. Hit it, Kathy.
I sincerely apologize. I am just now seeing the reaction of these images. I'm a comic. I cross the line. I move the line, and then I cross it. I went way too far. The image is too disturbing. I understand how it offends people. It wasn't funny. I get it. I've made a lot of mistakes in my career.
Hold on. Back up just a second.
Wasn't funny.
She's admitting something she did isn't funny? After 30 years? Hey, that's a start, you know? That's right. This is the Big Angry Phil podcast, and this is number 57. And finally, we get Kathy Griffin to admit that something she did isn't funny. Ironically, it's probably the funniest thing she's ever done. If only we get the other unfunny comics to come to that realization. This comedy's on fucking life support.
Kathy Griffin looked like man in a dress. Not a comic, but a manic depress. Another bitch that just don't make me laugh. Can't take her voice for a second and a half. No wonder our country's gone down the tubes. They take a shit and then tell us it's news. You call it fake, I call it out of control. Count it down, 3, 2, 1, here we go.
All right, here we go indeed. And thank you to the BAPP backing vocalists. Appreciate your hard work. All right, Kathy Griffin. Who gave a shit about Kathy Griffin before this controversy? And frankly, who gives a shit after the controversy? And this controversy is the typical stage distraction bullshit. Just like the Ariana Grande thing last week. This is this week's nonsense, all right? Of course, you look online, look at the outrage. Oh my God, Kathy Griffin should be arrested for treason. How could she do this to her president? It's like, do you know who Kathy Griffin is? You have any idea who she is before you start rambling about her? Of course not. You just see a name and then you get triggered. Oh, Kathy Griffin. Oh yeah, she did something bad, didn't she? Yes, she held up the fake decapitated head of your president, sure. It was mildly amusing for about 10 seconds, and it got old like the rest of her act, okay? I'm not one of these guys that gets all patriotic because somebody does some dumb shit like this. Hey, it's freedom of speech, all right? Don't you bitch and whine about freedom of speech any chance you get? Then when some comedian or some actor says or does something dopey like this, you got all over him. Oh, you should be arrested. Arrested for what? Making a bad joke? Well, shit, if that's the case, then just arrest 90% of the comedians out there. I say strap Aziz Ansari to the electric chair and put Dade Cook in his lap, all right? It's fucking freedom of speech. You don't like it? Don't fucking look at it. But they can't stop looking at it. They won't stop looking at it. As a matter of fact, I guarantee if the internet pulls that image off, they're going to bitch. They're going to be the first ones to bitch. Hey, why'd you pull off that image of Trump's head? I got to be outraged at it. And then you have the other end of the spectrum. The lefties are getting upset that the righties are upset about this. The lefties then bring up when Ted Nugent made disparaging comments about Obama. Like, first of all, who gives a fuck about Ted Nugent? Nobody, all right? Just like nobody should give a fuck about Kathy Griffin. One thing I will say about Ted Nugent, at least he's fucking quiet for the most part. You don't really hear a lot about him. And he could fucking kill you with a bow and arrow, so I wouldn't fuck with that guy. Whereas Kathy Griffin could instantly impair your hearing if you're exposed to her for longer than about a minute. So cover your fucking ears. The thing I'm most outraged at is the fact that one of the most unfunny comics of our time is getting all this press. You know, you got people busting their ass in the clubs and they kill every time. You don't hear anything about that. But as soon as one of these dumb broad comics like Kathy Griffin, like Amy Schumer, like Sarah Silverman, as soon as anything political comes out of their dumb yap, the news is all over it, all up their twat. You wouldn't even know anything about their comedy act. All you hear about them is their political views. Getting on their fucking soapbox and telling us about feminism and who to vote for and who to be against and all this other shit. What they do in their act gets no news whatsoever, except maybe for Amy Schumer. Because her Netflix special was so unbelievably, abysmally bad. It was an abomination. It was anti-comedy. You know how people say you're the Antichrist? She's the anti-comedy. At least Kathy Griffin is one of these fag hag comics. You know, she's really popular with the gays because, you know, she did a lot of fashion shows. She took over that fucking Joan Rivers show. Whatever that shit was, I think it was on the E! Network where she was standing on the red carpet or pretending to stand on the red carpet and making catty remarks about what bitches are wearing at the Oscars and the Emmys and all this shit. So I guess she has that going for her. Not all female comics could even claim that, to be a fag hag comic, to be a gay-friendly comic. Amy Schumer certainly can't do that. You know why? Because all she does is make jokes about her stinky pussy. And that's not me calling her pussy stinky. That's in her act. That's her entire fucking act on her Netflix special. I'm telling you. You absolutely, positively do not want to watch that special. Even out of curiosity, I'm going to tell you right now, it is horribly bad. You will look like the guy at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark who melted, all right? That's how bad it is. But hooray, Sarah Silverman now has one. I can't wait to fucking see that. I'm sure it's going to be great. It won't be loaded with politics. No, she would do that. Sarah Silverman, throughout the election,
Bernie Sanders, vote for Bernie Sanders.
Then he got his ass kicked.
Oh, Bernie Sanders voters are stupid. Hillary Clinton.
Fuck you. Tell a joke. You remember how to do that? So what was the fallout of Kathy Griffin's Trump video? CNN fired her from doing the New Year's Eve special with Anderson Cooper. Oh, wow. What a harsh punishment. Something she only has to do for an hour once a year. Whoop-de-fucking-do. Okay, first of all, Who in the living fuck on New Year's Eve is sitting there watching TV and has CNN on to watch Anderson Cooper and Kathy Griffin babble on with Times Square in the background? Because, of course, New York is the only city that knows how to have a New Year's Eve party, so everything's always in Times Square. Oh, look at all the people. Wow. You know, whether it's this fucking show or New Year's Rocking Eve, if you're sitting on New Year's Eve and watching one of these shows, make your first resolution to fucking shoot yourself in the head. I'm not saying you have to go out and party on New Year's Eve, but Jesus Christ, this is the only thing you can think of to do is to watch other people in another city celebrate New Year's Eve and have two of the most annoying people on the planet host it? And I don't care if it's Anderson Cooper and Kathy Griffin or fucking Ryan Seacrest on Rockin' Eve, whoever the fuck it is, what are you watching this shit for? How empty is your fucking life? If you're going to sit and watch TV on New Year's Eve, watch something else, anything else. Play video games. Do something. Watch a Three Stooges marathon. There's a fucking movie, an old horror movie called New Year's Evil. Watch that. There is no shortage of television to watch other than this bullshit. I would love to know the ratings for these shows. It can't be that good. I can't imagine more than 50 people in the same trailer park watching this shit. Kathy Griffin and Anderson Cooper? Just poke my fucking eyes out already. Well, you know what? There's a highlight reel from this year's celebration. Maybe I'm missing something. Maybe this really is that entertaining.
Business. And your 10th anniversary.
Oh, look at this. Oh, my God.
10th anniversary. They've been doing this shit for 10 years. I had no fucking idea.
Wonderful little figurines for your mantelpiece.
Jesus, how did I miss this fucking class act for 10 years?
I mean the mantelpiece.
Thank you, Richard.
You're a man. She's a man. She has a penis. You have two gay guys up there, Kathy Griffin and Anderson Cooper.
I hope I earned.
I mean, with the mistletoe.
I have no fucking idea what's going on. And this is the highlight reel. This is the stuff they thought was the best out of the telecast. It's not to tell you where CNN is these days. Anderson Cooper's just giggling like Robin Quivers.
No,
he just has to roll with it.
Brianna, right?
I was.
Well, who are these people?
The tequila.
I have no idea who these people are or what the fuck is going on.
Kathy's trying to get a Ryan Seacrest.
I see you, Seacrest.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Let me go.
Yeah, let me pretend to get at the competing show, which gets much higher ratings.
We're on air.
Don't you give me a fake hug.
Again, they kept this in the highlight reel. That means there was stuff that was worse.
When's the last time you got into like a...
Just to explain what happened here. While we were in commercial break, Ryan Seacrest appeared, I guess, to...
Oh, God, is he gay.
This little program.
You mean the
I know he came out, but goddamn, did he need to?
Giving him a one-finger salute, which, while he's searching for the teleprompter... Oh, look, there's
Ryan. Just loses more and more credibility as a journalist. He has to pretend to laugh at this. God help him.
So Ryan Seacrest, and these are razor blades.
Yeah, he's kicking your ass in the ratings, however low they are.
Oh, not your face, not his face, it's his fortune. Ryan, how could you? Oh, he's so bitter.
Oh my God, it went on for another 10 minutes. I had to stop it. And this was 10 minutes. These were the highlights. This is what CNN thought was the best of the telecast. You know, the overall telecast is like, well, an hour and a half, 2 hours or something? You about to sit through 2 hours of that? And she lost that gig. Oh, boo-hoo. Of course, you know who couldn't be happier. Anderson Cooper. Think you like it working with that bitch doing this New Year's Eve kitsch for fucking 10 years? You could be breathing a heavier sigh of relief. What happened to that guy? He used to be a serious journalist back when CNN was sort of a respectable news organization. Now he's been reduced to this shit. He's been doing it for 10 years. Good Lord. Working with Kathy Griffin for 10 years, albeit it was once a year, true, but it'd be the longest once a year in his life. Sitting having to pretend to laugh at that shit. Holy crap. You know what else happened to Kathy Griffin? Squatty Potty is no longer a sponsor of hers. Oh. That's how you know you've dropped as low as you could go when Squatty Potty says, fuck you. What the fuck is Squatty Potty? It's a little stool that helps you sit on the can. Elevates your legs so they don't fall asleep while you're taking a shit. It's the biggest waste of money ever. You can pretty much use anything for that. Let's put a couple of phone books there. You'll be fine. They want $25 for that thing. A fucking piece of plastic. Get the fuck out of here. That ought to let you know the quality of Kathy Griffin's act when somebody like Squatty Potty not only sponsors you, but then drops their sponsorship. By the way, the toilet stools aren't the only thing they sell. They also sell something called Unicorn Gold Poop Spray. A tiny, tiny little bottle of spray for $15. You can go to the dollar store and get a fucking bottle of Airwick. Then they have something called Refresh It Washing Bidet for $38. Refresh It. What do you suppose the it is? And if you want to go for the combo package, buy all four of these things, they have something called Good Move Colon Care for $28. Supposed to relieve constipation. A cup of coffee will work just fine. So if you buy all four of these items, that's going to set you back $106. Meanwhile, you can get the free phone books they always leave at your door. Use that for the stool. Get a $1 bottle of Airwick. Fuck the Refresh It. If your pussy stinks that bad, you have much bigger problems. And there's many, many other things you could do to get that colon moving. Drink coffee, eat Del Taco, whatever it takes. Much cheaper than $28. If you ordered anything from Squatty Potty, you know what? Just stick your head in the fucking toilet till you drown. Better yet, do it after you've done number two. And how fitting that Kathy Griffin was a spokesperson for this fucking useless product. Now, moving on to the next unfunny female comic. And I mentioned her earlier, Sarah Silverman. Never thought she was funny. Ever. Not even on the couple of roasts that she did. She was the least funny of all the panelists. She was banging Jimmy Kimmel for a while, and who came out ahead in that one? He still has a nighttime talk show at ABC, and she is nowhere. Not that I think he's any good or his show is any good, but still. He's on a major network. He's been there for about 12 years. She used to be on Comedy Central. Seems like all these chicks fuck somebody to get a show on Comedy Central. They get one. Amy Schumer got one. She was fucking Anthony Jeselnik, a comic, although it had the reverse effect. She went on and did movies. He had a show at Comedy Central that lasted about 3 weeks. Hers went on for 3 seasons, God knows how. But that poor bastard, yeah, he just fucking disappeared. He was on a couple of the roasts. He was pretty good, not the greatest or anything. He was definitely no Greg Giraldo. But he was better than Schumer. Who else did that? Natasha Leggero, remember that? She was fucking, who's the comic she was fucking? Moesha Kasher, I think? She had a show that lasted a couple of years. He had a show that lasted about 5 minutes. These fucking comedians all fucking each other. I think they do it just to have some more material for their next act. They go out there, my ex-boyfriend was such an asshole. What a small dick he had. Yeah, we know who you're talking about, lady. Fucking George Carlin and Sam Kinison must be turning in their graves to see what's going on now. Unbelievable. Well, yes, Sarah Silverman has a new Netflix special coming on the heels of that wonderful Amy Schumer special. It's called A Speck of Dust. That doesn't sound pretentious or anything. It's 1 hour and 11 minutes. Gee, even the fucking length of the show has to have an 11 in it, for Christ's sakes. In her first comedy special, post-health scare, what was her problem? I don't remember any of this. Geez, I can't imagine a Jewish chick thinking something's wrong with her. Oh my God, I sneezed. I need to go to the doctor. I need to go to the emergency room. First comedy special, post-health scare, Sarah Silverman shares a mix of fun facts, sad truths, and yeah, she just went there moments. Oh yeah, sounds like a load of laughs. Dare I delve into this? Yes. Yes, I dare.
Girls and boys.
Girls and boys.
Please welcome to the stage.
Bullshit.
Sarah Silverman.
Okay, you know what? She's clearly in a small room. And yet the audience sounds like it's the Apollo Theater. I scream bullshit right now. does not look good, I'll tell you what.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for your added applause.
Now it sounds real. That last part right there.
Thank you so much. I am so happy you guys are here. I'm sorry about the metal detectors. That is my bad.
What?
Tweeted something about? And it made some people feel the need to express wanting to kill me. And
what?
I'm sorry I called for a military coup. I knew it was a long shot. You know, when you're a comedian now, you really have to think things through before you post them, you know, on Twitter.
How about just telling a joke?
Presidents?
Trump tweeted joke. That's so edgy. That's edgy. Wow. I never knew he tweeted all the time.
I'm not a fancy person. I don't, you know, I'm wearing a onesie. I have friends that love jewelry, and I love them, but I don't really understand the value of jewelry at all. That said, I love a nice hotel room.
Oh my God. Oh my God. This is not looking good, I'll tell you what. And by the way, it needs to be said, that is the fakest laugh track behind her I have ever heard. Come on, especially hearing in headphones. If you can't tell that's a fake fucking laugh, you're a fucking dope. That is a fucking generic sitcom laugh track going on behind her. Are you fucking kidding me? Netflix felt the need to add that fucking shit? Like, we know this bitch ain't funny. Get the laughs ready. It sounds fake as fuck. The opening applause sounded fake as fuck, and that laughter sounds really fake as fuck.
With that being said, I really like a nice hotel room.
Really? Was it that fucking funny? Really? Wow. The first minute into this, and it's already a fucking complete disaster. Well, let me jump in a little bit. Maybe she redeems herself. Yeah, right. Maybe fucking hell will freeze over, too.
I'm going to be indulgent and tell a story that's just a true story.
Oh, I'm sure this will kill.
It's about one of my sisters. I have three sisters. This is about one of them. I won't say which one, but her name is Jodine.
Oh, that gets the full laugh.
Jodine went to Boston University.
Really?
And if you're familiar with BU, they have co-ed dorms, which most universities have.
Oh, boy. Here comes a rape story. Here we go.
Co-ed bathrooms in the co-ed dorms.
Yep.
And Jodine got the drunkest she had ever been her freshman year, like so many freshmen do. And she stumbled back to her room, and she managed to get her jeans off, you know, and just...
Should we play the laughs here? No, not yet, not yet. Wait till the end.
And a few minutes later, the room started spinning, and she...
My fucking head is spinning right now. Get to the punchline!
Throwing up, and she's vomiting. And while she's vomiting, she can feel that somebody is tugging her underwear down.
Here we go.
But she couldn't turn around or stop it because she was throwing up so hard. And she's vomiting and vomiting, and they're tugging her underwear down. It's going down all the way down to the ground. Ugh. And she finally finishes throwing up, and she whips her head around to see who's there. But she didn't see anybody because she had been shitting herself.
Oh, okay, so it's not a rape joke. They have the bass way too low in that mix, by the way. I think she was in the edit bay supervising how loud the laughs are during these jokes.
Like, I would call that a relief laugh. Right?
I would call it a fake laugh.
Oh, I know that I'm your show, but you have to understand, like, you're my show, and You were so beautiful. You were so, you had so much empathy. You were so worried. You could hear a pin drop in the story.
You could hear a pin drop during this entire act. They had to bump up the laugh track.
I understand. You thought she was going to get raped.
Yes, I did. Because you set it up that way.
She thought she was going to get
raped. You set it up that way. You know you did.
She thought she was about to get raped.
A rape joke would have been funnier.
And I really thought about this, and I think this may be one of the only scenarios where you can look down at a pair of underwear just filled with your own shit.
And your jokes are in there too.
And think, oh, thank God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Literally, yay.
I could go to YouTube and pull up more realistic sound effects in this. Low budget shit. Holy fuck. Okay, she didn't do a rape joke. She did a shitting in your pants joke. It took 3 minutes to get there. Holy fuck, 3 minutes. It felt like an eternity. I was falling asleep during that performance. What a horrible delivery. God damn. You know, you need a comedian. You need to go back to the 80s where all the comedians did cocaine. And they were full of energy, like Sam Kinison. You know, you need more shit like that. Or Lewis Black. At least he screams, you know? Keeps your interest. This Sarah Silverman puts you to fucking sleep. And even though she sort of took the high road, the high-low road, and did a shit joke instead of a rape joke, holy fuck, it took forever to get there. I forgot what the setup was. You gotta be kidding me. Dare I go into this special? I'm sure she gets political somewhere in there. Let's check out towards the end. Although I've really given up on this whole thing, but let's see what she's got here.
I kind of feel like a fraud because I feel like...
Yeah, you're pretending to be a comedian.
God and Jesus and all this stuff. And I'm embarrassed to admit this, but I'm going to admit it. I have not read the Bible.
Oh, that's terrible.
I've tried. I have tried. In my defense, it's unreadable. So boring. It's so dense, but it's like
you're
not
dense.
As deep as it thinks it is. And it reads like a super shitty Game of Thrones spec. Script or something.
She couldn't even get through that joke cleanly.
When is that coming back? Game of Thrones.
Look, Game of Thrones. I feel so hip talking about Game of Thrones.
June. You know you suck June when you fucking have to use
June.
Game of Thrones to pad your act.
Oh my God.
Fuck out of here.
I love it so much. It's not perfect. It isn't perfect though. It's like because look, everybody wears 900 pounds of armor. Then nothing from here to here. This area to
oh, that's fucking hilarious.
Number one cause of death in Game of Thrones-y times, neck stabs.
Holy fuck. Ed McMahon wouldn't even laugh at that. Fucking Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I'm so hip and happening talking about Game of Thrones.
That fucking show's been out for years. It's not hip or happening anymore. Get over it. By the way, Game of Thrones isn't one of these shows that's universally watched, okay? I don't watch it. I know a lot of other people that don't watch it. I tried watching it. It's fucking horrible. It's a chick show, all right? It's very gay. It's a chick show. And do me a fucking favor. Leave the religion material to the legends like George Carlin, okay? People that knew how to do it. People that used to live that life. He grew up Irish Catholic. He had the Bible beaten over him. He knows what he's talking about.
I can't read the Bible because it's poorly written. It looks like a bad Game of Thrones script.
Fucking sounding like Sylvester the Cat. You know, suffering fucking terrorists. I can't get through this fucking joke. Well, there you go. I just saved you from an hour and 11 minutes of complete nothing, all right? I could barely stand what I just looked at. So, you're welcome. I will say she is a little less nauseating than Amy Schumer, but that doesn't say much. It's like saying a pile of horse shit is better than a pile of bullshit. Slightly less stanky. And at least she didn't come out like a complete drunken cunt like Amy Schumer. Don't even ask me to play any of that special. I refuse to ever look at it again. It did damage to my balls, all right? They almost dropped off. Well, the news isn't done with their distraction stories. Aside from Kathy Griffin, what other celebrity got into hot water this week?
Dash cam video of Tiger Woods has...
Another asshole past their prime.
It shows Woods at times disoriented and confused. TV 10
Which most people are during a field sobriety test.
Yes, disturbing video. If you watch it, the morning of his arrest, we heard Tiger's representatives were asking if there was a police officer chest cam or some sort of video of the incident.
Oh, yes, there is.
They didn't want unflattering video of the golfing great circulating, and now we know why. This was Tiger during part of the field test.
W-X-Y. And
that's a good butthead impression.
Okay,
he's doing.
What I want you to do is go ahead and place your hands behind your back, okay?
And just like that, Tiger Woods was arrested 3 a.m. Monday morning for DUI.
For driving while black, DWB.
Later on, so no alcohol was involved. Instead, he said it was a reaction to four different prescription drugs he had taken.
Man.
Woods struggled walking
just
a straight
smoke
line
weed, for fuck's sakes.
Police instructions. He was booked and later released under his own recognizance. Tiger would later issue a statement apologizing to his family, friends, and fans, saying he expected better of himself, too. He will be arraigned on July 5th.
I didn't expect anything of him. I expect to hear from him again. Tiger Woods, who gives a fuck? All right? I didn't care about him when he was relevant. He's a golfer. Of course, he's a non-white golfer. That's the only reason he ever made the news in the first place. It's golf. Golf will never be interesting no matter who is fucking hitting the ball, all right? It's fucking golf. Tiger Woods is half black and half Thai. Woo, we never seen that before. He's driving around Florida at 3 a.m. and he looks black. Of course they're going to pull your ass over. Duh. It's fucking popping pills. Perfectly legal, yet weed, they want to put you in jail. We never fucked anybody up like prescription drugs, all right? Especially if you start mixing them. Tiger Woods. Again, when was the last time we heard about Tiger Woods except when they told us he was fucking around on his wife? So what? Who isn't? They have a full version of the DUI video that's over an hour and a half. Really? Who the fuck wants to see that? Whoever wants to watch that would also watch the New Year's Eve telecast, for fuck's sakes. I'm sure these cracker-ass cops would have whooped his ass, too, until they found out he was famous. It's like, oh, shit, it's Tiger fucking Woods. God damn it. Now we have to call him Sir and everything. Ugh. Tiger Woods. I mean, really, did he really get you into golf? You're such a star fucker. You actually sat and watched golf. Oh, he's the Michael Jordan of golf. Yeah, golf. There is nothing in the fucking world that would make golf exciting. Nothing. Doesn't matter who's hitting the ball. It's the most boring shit ever. It's so fucking slow and it's quiet. You can't do anything but hit the fucking ball and then walk to the next hole and hit the ball again. Then walk to the next hole and hit the ball again. The only thing that would make golf exciting is if they let them play during a thunderstorm. Then I would tune in. Got a chance of some of these motherfuckers getting hit by lightning. That would be fucking awesome. But no. One drop of rain, they call the fucking event. Golf has always been a pretentious fucking sport anyway. You know, they still play at the country club. Ooh. You're not allowed in the country club. Meanwhile, pro bowlers bowl in the same place you and I bowl, at the bowling alley. Of course, bowling alley was kind of an old-timey term. You know, nowadays, what bowling alleys, they didn't close down. They've turned into kind of hipster, loungy fucking places, right? Calling them shit like Pids with a Z or Lucky Strike or some fucking shit like that. And they're needlessly expensive and they look like cocktail lounges and they just douched them all up. It's really hard to find a really old-school bowling alley anywhere. There's a few of them, but not very many. Tiger Woods. It's over. It's been over for years, all right? Yeah, it was refreshing seeing a non-white on a golf course for once, but Jesus Christ, it's still fucking golf! You could put Mike Tyson on the golf course, it wouldn't be interesting. Unless they allowed him to punch people out, but they won't, and they would never let him in. So fuck that idea. And fuck golf, and fuck you if you watch golf. Now, I said last week about how I am not going to watch the NBA Finals, especially because LeBron James is in it. And I fucking hate LeBron James. I hate everything about him. I think he's a fake. I think he's a phony. I think he's a flopper. I think he's a crybaby. I think he's ruined the NBA. But there was another news story about LeBron James that didn't involve basketball. What could this be about right before the finals start?
The LA home of basketball star LeBron James was vandalized overnight.
Oh, really?
It was a hate crime.
I didn't know he had an LA home. Did anybody know that? All of a sudden he has one now, huh?
Well, Sandra, we're on Rockingham Drive. If that sounds familiar, that's where OJ lived. But we're in the South Rockingham. North Rockingham is where OJ lived.
What was the point of bringing that up?
Behind me is the, I guess you would call it the summer home of LeBron James. Very few people even knew that he had a home here.
I didn't.
$20 million
Nobody
for this
did.
A few years ago. It's just
$20 million. It looks tiny.
Feet. And what you're looking at is the gate to the entryway. And that is the gate that we are told that was
told.
Vandalized, if you will. It was spray painted with the N-word.
We're told
that it was
we're
quite
told
large
this would happen.
Almost went the extension
we
of the gate.
We didn't see it.
The man who was in charge of keeping security here for Mr. LeBron James painted over it before police even got here before 7
really?
O'clock this morning, but he took a picture. So police arrived.
Oh,
there was
did
no
he?
Damage whatsoever.
He took a
he
picture
said,
and nobody saw it.
I painted over. And that will
just painted over overnight.
Part of a public record, but not until tomorrow. We can just tell you, because of what the police told us, that it is the N-word, and because of that, it is a hate crime.
Right before
LeBron
the finals.
James is currently up in Oakland right now, getting ready for game one of the this NBA
just now happened. He's at that house, supposedly, for 3 years.
This afternoon, you're taking looks and shots of his home. As I said, 10,000 square feet. The neighbors here, who did not want to be bothered much, but a few of them did stop and gave me their opinion of what happened here.
What allegedly
I've
happened?
I heard a lot of, increase in crime and car break-ins.
I heard there was break-ins.
Nobody's breaking into these gated houses. Get the fuck out of here.
But nothing like this. No, that's very, it's concerning. It's not okay at all.
And I'm shocked. It's terrible that something like that happened in this
neighborhood. Jesus, lady,
it's,
could your nose
really
be any
nice
bigger?
With a lot of lovely people, so I'm
you
really
are not
sorry
one of them.
To hear that something that appalling happened right here.
I heard it happen. We all heard it happen. So we're
again,
all supposed to fucking believe it.
Investigation by the LAPD, and as you look at some file tape of LeBron James, one of the true NBA stars, anything that happens to LeBron, anything
show
he
a tape of
him
flopping. That's what he's best known for.
Headline news, and when a racial slur is sprayed on where he lives,
which
that,
nobody's seen.
Quite something that people are going to be
would
talking
you let
about.
The police see the actual damage?
This is right beyond the gate. It's a basketball hoop. LeBron has a 14-year-old son. That hoop, I took a look at it, and having played and coached basketball for a number of years, it's not 10 feet, probably 8 feet at best.
Nobody
so,
cares.
It's interesting
nobody
that
fucking
no
cares.
One
maybe
here
he lowered it for the
has
kid.
Ever seen LeBron here, except for one gentleman. Who
nobody's ever seen,
said,
him.
Yeah, I've seen him.
You
I've
know
seen
why? Because he doesn't fucking have
so
that house.
The property manager is here. There is an actual work crew.
We rented a house for this fucking story.
And, other things and painters. We're trying to get someone to give us a little more information. They are not being very cooperative. In fact, I asked one of the men, are you the property manager? And he goes, maybe, maybe not. So that's the attitude they're having here. Again, the N-word sprayed on the entryway to the $20 million home that LeBron James calls his summer place.
The only N-word I have for that story is nonsense. I didn't believe it the second I fucking heard it. Right before the finals, this controversy rears its ugly head. Okay, LeBron, get more people to feel sorry for you and then root for the Cavaliers. Bullshit. Somebody sprayed the N-word. Nobody saw it because my security guy painted over it before the cops even saw it. Wouldn't you have it there as evidence for the police and then paint over it? Oh, here's a picture. Yeah, it wasn't Photoshopped or anything. Nah. Nobody in the fucking world, including myself, knew that LeBron James had a fucking house here. Anytime some celebrity moves here, it makes the fucking news. It's on TMZ. It's on every fucking channel. But LeBron James has very quietly had a house in Brentwood for the last 3 years, and then all of a sudden, right before the final start, somebody spray paints Digger on his gate. How stupid do they think we are? Very stupid, because look at the reaction online. Oh my God, this is terrible. Oh, poor LeBron. Nobody saw any security video footage or anything of this. You know, these fucking huge houses in Brentwood have cameras up the ass. You can see people 5 miles away. Well, I might be the property manager, but then I might not be. Yeah, this is bullshit, all right? More distraction bullshit. LeBron James knew his team was an underdog. Let's manipulate the media and tell everybody somebody wrote nigger on my gate. a gate nobody knew I even had. Now, if they said they did that in Akron, Ohio, his hometown, I'd believe it a lot more, as there are a lot of genuine redneck crackers in Ohio. Not in fucking Brentwood, where nobody even knew he had a house. And before the news of this even dropped, here he is giving a press conference about it.
Hi, LeBron. John Telledge, Fox 8.
The media loves any racist story it can get its claws on, even if it's made up.
Kind of in the middle of one.
I love how LeBron can't look the reporter right now. He's looking all around the room. He's like, do I have the crowd here? Let's see. He's shrugging his shoulders a lot, too.
I mean, as I sit here on the eve of, one of the greatest sporting events that we have in sports.
Not anymore. It's not, thanks to you, you flopper.
You know, race and what's going on comes again.
Yeah, I agree. There's not enough white players in the NBA.
My family's behalf.
And rightfully so. They stink.
But, I mean, I look at it as this. I mean, if this is the shit a lot.
Yes, that same satanic blank stare that a lot of singers have. Rihanna, Katy Perry.
I'm okay with it.
They have that same kind of possessed by the devil look at him. LeBron James flashes that look a lot. It's definitely the Illuminati NBA representative.
But it just goes to show that that racism will always be a part of the world, a part of America.
Yeah, poor you. And they really didn't want to cast you in those Sprite commercials.
You know, in America, especially for African Americans, is living every day. And even though that
you've got more money than anybody, get the fuck out of here.
You know, people hide their faces and will say things about you when they see that smile on your face.
Because you're a flopper. Because you're a fucking choke artist. Got nothing to do with you being black. All the NBA is black.
It's kind of one of the first things I thought of.
Stop it. Just stop this nonsense, all right? There is no evidence this even happened. None. None.
What her son went through as far as a hate crime and
hate.
You know, being black in America.
I hate you, not because you're black, because you're a fucking crybaby and a flopper and a whiner and a bitch.
No matter how much money you have.
I gotta make this shit up, too.
No matter how famous you are.
Here it comes. Here comes the message. Message!
You know, being black in America is. It's tough.
It's worked all right for you, though, hasn't it?
We got a long way to go. For us as a society and for us as African Americans, until we feel equal in America.
Nobody's equal to you, LeBron. You've got money out of the ass, and you've earned it. You work hard. You got out of the hood. You're top dog in the NBA. Congratulations, all right? These fucking billionaires get up and try to deliver a message about racism. Get the fuck out of here. I'll say to you what I say to all the other celebrities that drone on and on about politics. Shut up and do your job. Your job is to win basketball games. So get out there and do that. By the way, you got your ass kicked in game one by about 20 points. I didn't watch it, but I saw the score. Now that good. But you know what? The fucking NBA finals are so fucking rigged. They're unwatchable. You know, they let him slide at game one, but watch game two. Watch how many fouls are going to be called against Golden State for even looking at LeBron James. You know that shit's going to go on. They're going to pad this piece of shit to 7 games. Even though in reality, Golden State should wipe the fucking floor with Cleveland in 4. But again, I'm not watching. And as long as LeBron James is going to be up there crying and flopping and making up bullshit stories like this, I'm going to continue not to fucking watch. Until we feel equal. Yeah, you're right. I don't have a fucking house in Brentwood. Maybe I should work harder, you know? So no, we're not equal. You're kicking my ass in that department, all right? Now go fuck yourself. And one little note before I head off into the sunset regarding the Kathy Griffin saga, one that she just won't let go. Everybody else already forgot about, but she needs to carry on because she just doesn't have enough attention about it. Kathy Griffin and attorney Lisa Bloom, a.k.a. Gloria Allred's daughter, couldn't quite afford old Gloria, so she threw the daughter out here. She needs something to do. Here, hi, my stupid daughter. They've scheduled a press conference on Friday. That would be today, as I'm recording this podcast, finishing it up, where Griffin will elaborate on her decision to do a photo shoot in which she held up a bloody prop that resembled Donald Trump's severed head. In a press announcement she posted on Twitter, well, that's not a press announcement, it's a fucking tweet, Bloob said that she and Griffin will, quote, explain the true motivation behind the image and respond to the bullying from the Trump family she has endured, end quote. You fucking kidding me? Bullying from the Trump family. Yeah, she's holding up a head of Donald Trump and doesn't expect any splashback from the family. Okay. Delusional fucking nutcase. At the very least, Kathy Griffin, you could donate that prop to your twin brother, Carrot Top, all right? At least while he's in Las Vegas phoning in his show, the Ted Drunks in his audience will get a good chuckle out of it. Which, I may add, is 10 more chuckles than you've ever gotten. And on that note, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. Had all that plastic surgery work out for you there, old Kathy Griffin. Tell you next time you go to the plastic surgeon, they're going to add a tail. Thanks to Rodney Dangerfield for that joke. No respect, I tell you. No respect. BigAngryPhil.com is where you can find me at BigAngryPhil.com. If you're on Facebook and you're sick of all the outrage and anger and other bullshit, come on over to the Big Angry Phil podcast page. The anger is real there. Follow Big Angry Phil on Twitter. Follow Big Angry Phil on Instagram. Big Angry Phil podcast can be heard on SoundCloud, on iTunes, and on TuneIn. Listen to and subscribe to the Tom Likas Show, TomEverywhere.com. Gets you the app. Subscribe to the Gary Dito Show, GaryDito.com. I'm out of here. We'll be back soon. See ya.